Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Austin's got some important information to pass along in a few minutes about winning FSU football tickets to the Alabama game.
Indeed, I do.
So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. For right now, let's go ahead and dive into three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Okay, the Hurricane Center forecasters watching InvestAL99L. Recent data from Air Force reconnaissance aircraft indicate the system located near the Windward Islands is expected to reach the Central Caribbean Sea tomorrow with gale force winds. Conditions in the area are less favorable for additional development in the next 7 days at 30%, and no threat to the Florida peninsula whatsoever.
Number two.
And the Florida Office of Public Counsel has objected to a proposed FPL rate settlement, saying the hike would increase FPL's revenues by an unacceptable amount. The four-year settlement will result in increased revenues of $945 million in 2026 and $766 million in 2027, with additional amounts in 2028 for battery storage and solar projects. The FOPC said the proposal would increase FPL revenues by $6.7 billion through 2029.
Number three.
Well, the FBI has arrested Justin Wright of New York City for stalking, threatening, and attempting to extort money from Escambia County Clerk of Court and Comptroller Pam Childers. The U.S. Attorney's Office requested that Wright be transported from the Rikers Islands Jail to Pensacola. He is scheduled to appear for his arraignment on September 9th.
All righty. Since we're already at just about 5:15, I'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got a little bit on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on Davis Highway traveling eastbound right as you're about to merge with Scenic Highway in front of UWF's main entrance. Got some backups at that light there. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, still 92 degrees. Going to be a high in the low 90s over the course of the next couple days. Lows only sitting at around 70 in that span, and it's going to be sunny, mostly clear until around Friday. Then we get rainfall chances sitting at around 40 to 50%.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Florida's new chief financial officer, Blaise Ngogilia. Is that it? Ngogilia? Is that
I say Ngogilia. That could be wrong.
Ngogilia says the ongoing statewide audits are targeting waste, fraud, abuse, and spending related to diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Ngogilia, I think, said that at this moment, they are not yet disclosing their findings about the area governments, including the findings from the city of Pensacola's audit conducted last week.
All righty. And with it being 5:15, this is what Chris mentioned just a few minutes ago. Normally, we would be announcing the winner of today's pair of Florida State-Alabama tickets, but we're actually going to postpone that announcement by an hour. We will announce that at 6:15. We had some technical difficulties earlier this afternoon, so we just want to make sure people get as fair of a chance as possible to insert their information to win. If you want a chance at getting these tickets, all you got to do is go to our News Radio 92.3 mobile app. It's absolutely free. The minute you hop on the app, you should get a notification popping up to enter in information to enter yourself in that contestant pool.
Okay, so when is the game actually? Saturday, right?
Yes, Saturday afternoon at around 2:30, 3:30, somewhere around there.
Probably, something like that.
Yeah, something like
that. So if you want to win, these are great tickets, by the way.
And we're doing this every day of the week. That includes Friday. And while we're announcing tonight's tickets at 6:15, Tuesday onward should be 5:15 like normally scheduled.
All right. Again, free FSU and University of Alabama football tickets. This Saturday's game is going to be killer.
I hope so. I hope it's a real good
one. Go Noles. Go Noles.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm wanting the Noles for sure. All righty. And the University of West Florida has launched a comprehensive national search for the university's seventh president. A 15-member committee will guide the process. Manny Diaz Jr. was formally introduced as UWF interim president back in July, taking over for Dr. Martha Saunders.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida officials say another illegal alien was caught driving a commercial vehicle with a license issued by another state. Here we go. Evan Brown has the report from Miami.
Law enforcement near Panama City Beach, Florida, now have Roberto Carlos Vergara Cervantes in custody and under an immigration hold. He was found to be an illegal migrant driving a big rig. Despite being illegal, another state issued him a commercial license, says Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer.
And if you have obtained a driver's license from one of these sanctuary states like California, Washington, or in the case of the driver from last night, New Jersey, those licenses are no good here.
Earlier this month, an illegal migrant named Harjinder Singh allegedly killed three people when U-turning in a big rig on Florida's Turnpike. He was found to have a CDL from California. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a child is hurt after a freak accident in Sarasota County. The sheriff's office says the child was playing last night near a culvert when there was a water main break. The water flow was so strong, the child wound up being swept into the drainage system and was carried 100 yards. Deputies say the child was taken to the hospital, but there's no word on their condition.
Well, Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer announced that Florida is looking into sanctuary jurisdictions that provide commercial driver's license to illegal migrants. Dana Marie McNichol, she's down in Martin County, Florida, explained the details of the protocol that they are taking. This is, by the way, you can rec 1339 for me. This will be the one. So here's Dana Marie McNichol.
If a truck driver stops for a routine check here at a weigh station, they can now expect questions about their immigration status. Now, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, they will take the lead on immigration checks with support from other state law enforcement agencies under a federal 287G agreement. Florida truck drivers can be stopped at weigh stations for a variety of reasons based on their crash, safety management, or even inspection history. But now, in addition to checking for compliance, if an ag law agent or the Florida Highway Patrol is present, they can conduct immigration-related checks.
Alrighty, and lastly here, St. Petersburg Mayor Ken Welch pushing back on the Florida Department of Transportation, rejecting the city's request to keep five street murals. FDOT cited safety concerns and a new law banning political imagery on state roadways, despite data from the city showing the murals pose no crash risks. Welch called the decision politically motivated and told a news conference the murals represent community identities and values. Just about 5:20 here, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national stories for you right here on this Monday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
In an ever-changing world, it's important to know that God never changes. Governments change, interest rates change, the seasons change, relationships and even stoplights change. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the book of James that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6, God says, I am the Lord, I change not. The God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel to walk on dry land is the same God who can provide a way of escape from your trial. The God who dropped manna from heaven can provide heavenly nourishment for you today. In a world full of changes, rejoice in the fact that Jesus never changes.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing!
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter?
Fantastic!
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats like those in canola or vegetable oil is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health because the you of the future will say,
Fantastic!
fantastic.
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
National stories this hour.
Okay, health insurance and related costs may go up soon. Yeah, it's not the nice thing to talk about in the afternoon, but that's what I got to do. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
A new report finds in Affordable Care Act individual plans, insurers are planning to raise prices by about 20% next year. The Kaiser Family Foundation says it could be even higher than that unless Congress renews certain tax credits before the end of the year. A benefits consulting company, Mercer, says they surveyed employers on this, and about half said they were going to pass on some higher health insurance costs to their employees. And some insurance companies have been recently complaining in conference calls, blaming costs in part on more people receiving more care, increasing visits to emergency rooms where care is more expensive, and the high demand for expensive obesity drugs like Ozempic. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. Well, not a great day on the market today. Stocks ended down. Hillary Barsky has the numbers and an explanation.
Stocks taking a pause after Friday's rally and finishing lower as earnings season winds down and investors are cautious ahead of the key PCE inflation report that comes on Friday. The data is seen as critical for the Fed's rate cut decision. Shares of Google parent Alphabet rose 1%, notching a record close. The big event this week on Wall Street is Nvidia's earnings report after the market closes on Wednesday. Shares of the leading maker of AI chips rose 1%. Most all of the Dow members fell, with Nvidia and Nike the only Dow winners. The biggest decliners, Sherwin-Williams, Amgen, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 349 points, the Nasdaq lower by 47, S&P 500 down 28. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Mine Safety and Health Administration. The Mine Safety and Health Administration reminds you that mining accidents and injuries are preventable. Staying alert and focused can keep you safe. Take time, save lives. Visit MSHA or MSHA.gov. All right, let's see. Looking at the roads here, we got some backups on Navarre Parkway. Traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, along with 9 Mile itself. If you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, that typically gives us issues, but it is looking worse than usual, so especially look out for that. Last major spots, I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 71 tonight. That's how it's going to be over the course of the next several days. Highs in the low 90s, lows at about 70. We aren't going to have any rainfall chances until around Friday.
526 News Radio 92.3. Okay, if you're wondering about the tickets, FSU Alabama tickets, Austin is all over this one. So what does someone have to do this afternoon? We've extended the time for the tickets, today's tickets today, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what is exactly, they tap the app, I know. But what happens?
When you click on the News Radio app, which is absolutely free, by the way, when you click on that, right away you get hit with a pop-up saying, hey, enter your information for a chance to win FSU Bama tickets. You can accept that opportunity or decline it. But if you accept it, enter in your info. You put yourself in a contestant pool, which I will pull a name out of at 6:15 this evening.
Okay, go ahead and exercise that right. Take care of this. Win those tickets. And as we always say, good luck and play wisely.
Yeah, Florida State, this should have been expected, but Florida State, they did make an announcement very recently that they are officially 100% sold out. So these tickets are very important.
Okay. let me just say, you know, kind of cooling off around here at nighttime. but we still have our daytime high temperatures to deal with.
Yeah.
So do the folks on the West Coast. Those residents in Southern California and all are getting burned by the sun as the heat wave over there continues. Mary Ann Rafferty has the latest from Los Angeles.
More than 50 million people out west are under dangerous heat alerts. Temperatures will hover in the 90s and 100s from Arizona to Washington State to Las Vegas. Several cities have already seen record highs this weekend. The sweltering heat is expected to last through Monday. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Fernand has formed southeast of Bermuda. It could become a hurricane by Monday before weakening on Tuesday. It's not expected to hit land.
All right. And we also have a majority of voters saying that transparency related to Jeffrey Epstein's case is important to how they view President Trump. According to a recently released Harvard Capps Harris poll, 65% of respondents find transparency around the late sex offender's case to be an important factor in their opinion of Trump, and over 40% of people were unsatisfied with Trump's handling of the case's investigation. 22% of respondents say the case does not weigh in on their view, while 13% said that they were unsure. Findings come as both Democrats and Republicans push for more information regarding the case.
All right. News Radio 92.3. We are your FSU Alabama ticket station, so get all charged about that one. Salvadorian migrant Kilmar Garcia been arrested by ICE officials after he arrived for a check-in at the agency's field office in Baltimore. Well, now he is planning to be sent to a third-party country, Uganda. Uganda. Okay. David Spott on the scene in Washington with the latest.
His friends and family insist he's a Maryland husband, father, and a good person. The government says he's MS-13, a notorious gang member from El Salvador, living here illegally. He was out of prison awaiting trial in Tennessee for human smuggling charges. About 150 supporters came out to Baltimore for a 6:30 a.m. rally to support Abrego Garcia. DHS officials have indicated Uganda is in his future. A judge previously said he couldn't be deported to his home country over fear of gang violence, but he's facing these human smuggling charges in Tennessee. He was brought back here. His case has risen above all others, primarily because he was deported to El Salvador not only by mistake, but without a court hearing.
Okay, President Trump wants people who burn the American flag to be jailed. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Likely sparking constitutional challenges, President Trump has signed an executive order directing the Justice Department to prosecute individuals accused of desecrating the American flag.
If you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail. No early exits, no nothing.
A 1989 Supreme Court decision ruled burning the American flag is protected by the First Amendment. President Trump's executive order calls for the Attorney General to pursue litigation to clarify the scope of the First Amendment exceptions. It also directs the Justice Department to apply other laws in cases of flag burning, such as open burning restrictions, disorderly conduct, or the destruction of property. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Afternoon, everybody. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for listening.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Sinaloa cartel leader Ismael Zambada Garcia, better known as El Mayo, pled guilty to ordering murders and trafficking millions of kilograms of cocaine in a Brooklyn court. Attorney General Pam Bondi telling reporters in New York the Trump administration is carrying out its promise to root out drug trafficking.
The Department of Justice is on the front lines of this fight. We're standing shoulder to shoulder with all of our law enforcement partners to dismantle these narco terrorists.
The Justice Department will not seek the death penalty, but Zambada will serve life in prison. President Trump threatening to deploy the National Guard to Chicago after federalizing Washington, D.C.'s police force. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says this move would betray America's founding values.
This is exactly the type of overreach that our country's founders warned against.
America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, a convenience store for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. During Week 0 in Ireland, we saw Rocco Beck of Iowa State defeat Avery Johnson of Kansas State. But after the game, things went to another level when Johnson's father and brother decided to fight one another outside of the stadium. And remember, folks, Week 0 is supposed to be the appetizer for the entire season. And if what happened in Ireland is any indication as to what type of college football season we're about to have, then the 2025 season should be absolutely epic. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done. Fast, We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size, fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal Supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket, a lawn chair, and relax and watch the sunset and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, it's Shenanigans. They're not just a band, it's an experience. It's definitely not a show you just go to, it's a show you participate in. So don't miss Shenanigans this Tuesday night at 7 at Bands on the Beach. You'll be dancing and singing along. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Alabama on Saturday, August 30th? It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle on August 30th. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey, Diane, let's run.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center forecasters are watching InvestAL99L. That's a name. Recent data from Air Force reconnaissance aircraft indicate the system, located near the Windward Islands, is expected to reach the Central Caribbean Sea tomorrow with gale force winds. Conditions in the area are less favorable for additional development for the next 7 days, sitting at 30%.
Number two.
Well, the Office of Public Counsel here in Florida has objected to a proposed Florida Power and Light rate settlement, saying the hike would increase FPL's revenues by an unacceptable amount. The four-year settlement will result in increased revenues of $945 million in 2026, $766 million in 2027, with additional amounts in 2028 for battery storage and solar projects. The FOPC said the proposal would increase FPL's revenues by $6.7 billion through 2029.
Number three.
And the FBI has arrested Justin Wright of New York City for stalking, threatening, and attempting to extort money from Escambia County Clerk of Court and Comptroller Pam Childers. The U.S. Attorney's Office requested that Wright be transported from the Rikers Island Jail to Pensacola. He's scheduled to appear for his arraignment on September 9th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, as the city moves forward with a new curbside recycling program, Mayor Reeves says the Summit Boulevard Recycling Drop-Off Center will remain open despite growing contamination levels, soaring contamination levels, may I add. Daryl Singleton, Pensacola Director of Sanitation and Energy, saying everything is 100% polluted at Summit Boulevard. The city had installed security cameras and threatened polluters with fines. Here comes the reasoning. You ready for this one? After a closer look into the security system, it appears the cameras were never on. They've been off. And so, ineffective results.
Yeah.
There you go.
And an investigation continues after a small plane crash near the Gulf Shores Airport yesterday. Happened between the Coastal Alabama Community College and the Gulf Shores Tourism Center. A pilot and passenger were taken to the hospital for evaluation. They were reportedly awake and walking around by the time first responders arrived. Officials believe the plane crashed after the wing clipped a tree as they were landing.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The agonizing wait is over. Fleetwood, finally, for everything, the FedEx Cup title.
On NBC, Tommy Fleetwood had won more money than any golfer without having won a single PGA Tour event. 34-year-old Englishman made his first PGA Tour win count. He took the season-ending Tour Championship Sunday by three strokes over Russell Henley and Patrick Cantlay. Fleetwood's 164th start in a PGA tournament. Finally, his first win. Fleetwood had won seven times on the DP World Tour, plus three other victories, but this was his first on the PGA Tour. $33.4 million in earnings before yesterday at $10 million.
45th of the season for Ohtani. First one against San Diego.
Fans sitting right by the Dodger dugout that's been giving Ohtani heck all day. After he homers, he says, "How you like that?"
We've been hearing him on the field mic the whole time, too.
Sure made his day. That's a story he'll always be able to tell.
It's a $1 billion high five. Yeah.
Don't wash that hand.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Shohei Ohtani gave a high five and a pat on the back to a Padres fan who was seated next to the Dodgers dugout Sunday in San Diego. Heckled all game, Ohtani launched his 45th home run and tied Kyle Schwarber for the National League lead. Dodgers beat the Padres 8-2 to move back into a first-place tie with San Diego atop the NL West. In the American League West, the Mariners within two games of the Astros. Houston lost at Baltimore. Seattle with an 11-4 win over the Athletics. Two home runs for Cal Raleigh. Leads the majors with 49. Four more than Ohtani and Schwarber. Raleigh broke Salvador Perez's major league record for the most homers in one season by a catcher. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the San Antonio City Council has voted to move forward with plans to build a new downtown NBA arena for the Spurs, but it was far from unanimous. Team owner Peter J. Holt says their job is to now rally support with the public who oppose Project Marvel. He says they'll also be working with the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo, which will remain at the Frostbank Center. They want a plan that will create maximum mutual benefit.
Okay, it was a big Sunday for Tommy Fleetwood at the PGA's FedEx Cup. Fox's Jared Max has the details in this Fox Sports Update.
Washington Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin ended his contract dispute Monday. He agreed to a three-year extension with the team worth up to as much as $96 million. A team captain last year, McLaurin has had over 1,000 receiving yards in each of his last five seasons, a Pro Bowler in each of the last two. McLaurin had requested to be traded July 31st. Now he's locked in with the Commanders for three more years. In his first 6 years in the NFL, all with Washington, McLaurin has 460 catches, 6,379 yards,
38 touchdowns. With his new deal, McLaurin is expected to be in the Commanders' lineup for the regular season opener Sunday, September 7th, against the Giants. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, California is taking on a disease outbreak with a local name. This is interesting. Lisa Brady has more on the story.
This is House Call for Health. Officials in California recently highlighting a spike in Valley Fever cases. Valley Fever is named after the San Joaquin Valley. It's an infection caused by breathing in the spores of a fungus called coccidioides, which comes from the soil. Symptoms can vary, but they can be similar to COVID-19, ranging from fever to chills or fatigue, or just a general feeling of being unwell. There can also be bone and joint pain, night sweats, chest pain, headaches, and skin rashes. Valley Fever can go away without treatment, but some cases do require medications or medical treatment. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And health experts in the UK want several more foods to get allergy warning labels. They say in an article in the journal Clinical and Experimental Allergy that goat milk, buckwheat, peas, lentils, and pine nuts should be added to the mandatory risk list. This comes after experts studied food-related anaphylaxis cases in Europe between 2002 and 2023. Anaphylaxis is a life-threatening allergic reaction.
There is a man-made famine in Gaza as Israelis continue to attack the terrorist group Hamas in that region. Stephanie Bennett has more on the story.
Around 500,000 people, that's roughly a quarter of the population, are facing catastrophic conditions. In their report, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC as they're known, said hunger has been driven by fighting, widespread displacement, and the blockade of aid. Israel has rejected the report, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling it an outright lie promoted by Hamas. Israel has allowed aid into the region at times, but the UN says it's still far below what's needed, and making the journey to pick it up can be dangerous.
And health officials say the first travel-associated human case of New World screwworm in America has been reported in Maryland. New World screwworms are parasitic flies that attack and eat healthy tissues like livestock and sometimes humans. Multiple reports indicate the patient traveled to the U.S. from El Salvador, where there is currently an outbreak going on. The case has been examined and verified by the CDC.
5:45, 15 away from 6 o'clock. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, but here I go again. Let's see what we got here. So, luckily, not too much going on the roads. That's typically the case this time every afternoon. Traffic starts to really die down. Our worst-looking spots are going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe a little bit of backups lingering on Navarre Parkway as well if you're traveling westbound coming from Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, at least locally here, 92 degrees, low of 71 tonight. That's really going to be the case for the next several days. We don't have any rainfall chances until Friday. So I'm ready for the sunny, mostly clear skies, yeah. And more importantly, the forgiving lows.
I am too. That should be a nice, refreshing change of things in the evening time.
Albeit short-lived.
It's nothing like waking up, you know, and doing a late-night thing, and you're looking at your the thermometer or whatever is going 90 degrees at 2 o'clock in the morning. No, I like the cooler temperatures. And speaking of these temperatures, temperatures are dropping across the U.S. Meteorologist Adam Klotz has more details in your Fox weather forecast.
A major cool down will grip the country over the next week. A strong push of Canadian air has dropped temperatures well below normal from the plains through the Midwest and into the Northeast. Highs will reach only the 60s and 70s for many, with overnight lows dipping into the 40s and 50s. It'll mark the coolest late August stretch we've seen in years. The cooler air extends into New England and the Mid-Atlantic, bringing an early taste of fall. Even parts of the South, including Tennessee and the Carolinas, will see temperatures well below their seasonal average. Elsewhere, monsoonal storms will bring flash flood risk to Arizona, New Mexico, and parts of the Rockies, while the Gulf Coast watches for heavy downpours that could trigger flooding in Florida. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, it's been 30 years, go ahead and count them, since a major change came to how people use personal computers. Boy, how time flies. Evan Brown has the story.
It was on this day in 1995 on which non-Mac computers, which we used to call IBM compatibles, really changed into Windows PCs. Microsoft began selling the Windows 95 operating system, promising to bring fully graphical interface multitasking to the PC world. Previous Windows versions were merely icon-based interfaces loaded on top of the old DOS system. Codenamed Windows Chicago in previews, it brought the start button to PC screens, allowed for file names to be longer than the old 8.3 titles. And if you bought the expansion pack called Plus, you got Microsoft's Internet Explorer, ending the need to buy third-party browsers like Netscape. Evan Brown, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Wall Street began the new week on a down note. The S&P 500 eased 27 points. The Dow Jones Industrial slid 349. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite dipped 47. At a time when many department stores are leaving malls, Dillard's is buying one. In partnership with developer Trademark Property Company, the department store operator is buying the Longview Mall in eastern Texas from WPG. The Wall Street Journal putting the price at $34 million. Dillard's happens to be an anchor store at the nearly 650,000 square foot mall. The mall's new owners plan to modernize the property in the effort to attract additional tenants. Big news for Olive Garden fans. The chain's never-ending pasta bowl promotion is officially back. Now through November 16th, customers will be able to order all of the soup or salad, breadsticks, and pasta they can eat for $13.99, a price that hasn't changed since 2022. Olive Garden's E-Club members got early access to all those possibilities last week. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a popular coffee brand has a new owner. Jenny Casola has more on the details.
There's a coffee merger that Keurig Dr. Pepper believes will lead to the world's number one pure-play coffee company. Keurig Dr. Pepper is buying the parent company of Peet's Coffee, Amsterdam-based JDE Peet's. It's an $18 billion deal. The Peet's brand is based in Emeryville, California. And Keurig Dr. Pepper plans to split its coffee and soft drink companies into two businesses. In addition to Dr. Pepper, it owns 7-Up, Snapple, and energy drinks Bloom and Ghost. The coffee business includes Green Mountain and Keurig Machines. Keurig Dr. Pepper has two headquarters in Burlington, Massachusetts and Frisco, Texas. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
And sales of new single-family homes slowed more than expected in July. Government figures show new home sales fell to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 652,000 units last month. Industry analysts say that it's another sign the housing market is struggling as mortgage rates remain high. The average sales price of new houses sold in July was just over $487,000. New home data is seen as an indicator of the broader economy.
Okay, a popular messaging app might soon be adding voicemail capabilities. Evan Brown tells you all about it.
Meta's WhatsApp has a lot of fans overseas, mainly because it relies on data and not cellular minutes, which is a cost saver for folks in Europe, Asia, and Africa. But one thing you couldn't do in WhatsApp is leave a voicemail. Voice messages in WhatsApp aren't new. Users are able to record them and send them within chats. Technoblog reports that in a WhatsApp beta update for Android phones, if a call goes unanswered, the user will get a button to record a voice message within the phone call. No need to leave the calling environment and head into the chat with that particular contact. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Cracker Barrel, ensuring customers that while its look may be changing, its values are not. The restaurant chain sparked pushback last week after redesigning its beloved logo to remove Uncle Herschel sitting in a rocking chair. But the company says its old-timer will still be on its menu, road signs, and inside its country store. Cracker Barrel expects to complete 25 to 30 location remodels this year with features including a brighter color scheme, less decor on the walls, and new tables and chairs. While the company also announced that new dishes are joining the restaurant's staple items, customers can still expect the same hard work family and scratch cooked food made with care.
Yes. Okay. There will be a major change to how the NBC streaming service Peacock will deliver the paper. You familiar with this?
Isn't it the Office spinoff?
I don't think so, but
I could be wrong.
The paper. Michelle Polino has more.
The Office spinoff, The Paper, is changing its premiere plans and will now drop all 10 episodes of season one at once. Peacock announced the entire season will be available September 4th. Scrapping the original weekly release strategy, The Paper comes from Office co-creator Greg Daniels and Michael Komen. This time, the documentary crew heads to Ohio to cover the Toledo Truth Teller newspaper.
How many of you have actually written for a paper before?
I wrote a paper in junior high.
Not quite the same thing.
The cast includes Domhnall Gleeson and Oscar Nunez, returning as Oscar Martinez, the only familiar face from the original series. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 552 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes or at least some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.555, heads up Pensacola, Austin Price. Checking out the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. Okay, what's going on?
Well, luckily nothing much. It's around this time every afternoon where we see the traffic issues start to dissipate. Looks like if you're dealing with any issues on the roads, they shouldn't hold you up for long. We don't have much popping up on our map here at the moment. So thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so as you head home this evening. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 71 tonight, and I really want to stress that low, 71. We're going to be teetering. We're going to be flirting with the 60s here, and that's going to be the lows over the course of the next several days. It's going to be sunny, mostly clear. Every step of the way until around Friday, we are going to see only a high of 86. That's the good news. But the bad news is that's due to some rainfall chances in the area, currently projected to be around 40 or 50%.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Austin, before we dive into pop culture here, let's remind our listeners about the Florida State-Alabama ticket giveaway.
Yes, it's game week. Yes, it's game week for the Seminoles. They play Alabama this week. And what you can do, you got five more minutes tonight. You can go download the News Radio app absolutely free, and when you do, when you click on it, it's going to give you a pop-up giving you a chance to enter in your information to win a pair of tickets to Florida State Alabama, which is a sold-out game, by the way, and I am going to announce a winner for this evening at 6:15.
Yeah, what happens if you're already got the app?
If you already have the app, like I do,
will it pop up?
I clicked on it to test it, and it popped up, yes.
Okay, cool. Hey, listen, for the third time in a week, American fighter jets have flown through U.S. airspace in Alaska. This is due to Russian aircraft in that area. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
An airborne warning and control aircraft, two F-16s, and a refueling craft were dispatched to the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone again. NORAD later said the Russian surveillance and reconnaissance aircraft was flying in the zone, but did not breach U.S. or Canadian airspace. NORAD said this happens a lot, actually, and it isn't seen as a threat. However, this zone does require that aircraft are identified. It's happened so often lately, American jets were dispatched to the zone due to Russian aircraft August 20th and 21st. That's less than a week after the president met with Russia's president in Anchorage. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And lawyers for former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's wife are begging for leniency ahead of next month's sentencing for her bribery and fraud conviction. In a letter to Judge Sidney Stein, they asked for 12 months and one day of prison time, claiming Nadine's entire life has been marked by men who have taken advantage of her and that she's deeply traumatized. Meanwhile, her husband is also pleading for the judge to go easy on his wife, writing that his defense should not have suggested that Nadine was money-hungry and would therefore solicit others for help.
Well, NASA giving some volunteers the opportunity to see what it's like to live on Mars. Now, how would they know that? That's what question. I wonder. How do you mimic something if you've never been there before? And so we're playing off of the Buck Rogers theory, right? Buck Rogers was a space traveler back in the late 50s. Or
yeah.
Jonathan Searay has more from Atlanta.
As SpaceX works to improve its giant Starship rocket to one day carry the first humans to Mars, NASA is studying the equally daunting physiological and psychological hurdles those first explorers may face. Four volunteers at a time spend more than a year living and working inside a 1,700-square-foot habitat at Johnson Space Center in Houston. Overseeing the NASA study is organizational psychologist Suzanne Bell.
Our president has given us a very clear directive to land the first humans on Mars, and we'd like that as to be Americans.
Four new volunteers are scheduled to begin the next mission this coming October. In Atlanta, Jonathan Searay, Fox News.
Movie produced by the world's most popular streaming service wins this past weekend's box office. Jane Fergus has the details.
Netflix scoring its first box office win with K-pop Demon Hunters, bringing in an estimated $18 million in North American ticket sales. The sing-along animated feature has been on Netflix for the last 2 months and continues to shatter streaming records, now ranking as the second most watched film ever on the platform. Weapons continues to stand strong in its third weekend, falling to second place, pulling in $15.6 million. Disney's Freakier Friday finished in third with $9.2 million. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
And the annual Burning Man Festival underway in Black Rock City, Nevada. That means large crowds at Reno Tahoe International Airport are coming. The busiest travel days are expected to be this coming Friday, Saturday, and next Monday, which is the last day of Burning Man. Burners and staff spent part of the weekend repairing camps and art installations. That's after strong winds and a dust storm moved through the area.
Yeah, Burning Man had a washout last year. It was a big mud fest. Okay, here's your mortgage numbers. 30-year fixed rate, 6.52, 15-year, 5.90. All right, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening today.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.